Hello, everyone. I feel like each Tuesday and Thursday I begin with the same chorus, the same refrain, which is a thank you. Because once again, what a tremendous chizuk to hear the Kol Torah in our Beis Medrash. Really is tremendous inspiration and chizuk for all of us. So thank you all again, the single scene and the entire Kol Torah, for doing so for our shul, for our community. Very uplifting. There's an amazing story Chazal tell the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amar Aleph 116a. It's an unusual story. The Gemara says that at the time of Matan Torah, the Umat HaOlam came to, out of all people, Bilam HaRaja. They come to Bilam, and they say to Bilam, Ma Kol HaHamon Asher Shamanu. They say, what's all this commotion that we're hearing? What's going on here? All this commotion, we hear a lot of noise. Shema Mabul Bala Olam. Maybe God's bringing a flood to the world. And Bilam says, guys, don't you read the papers? You didn't remember the story from Noach? Hashem promised you already once, many years ago, never ever to bring a flood again. It's not going to happen. It's not a flood. And Bilam says to them, I'll tell you what it is. The sound you're hearing is the Chemda Tova Yishlo B'bayis Gnazos Shaisa Genuza Etzlo. Hashem has this great treasure that he stored away in his storage house, his treasure chest, that he's giving right now at this moment to Klal Yisrael. And that, of course, was the Torah. That was the scene, the moment of Matan Torah. Rav Kook, among many Sifrei Machshava, Bali Machshava, wonder the obvious question. Out of all things to compare Matan Torah to, is it a flood? The times of Noach? Out of all things, they really were going to mistake Matan Torah for a flood? And more importantly, what could be the connection between the story of Noach, the Mabul, and the scene of Matan Torah? How could they be connected at all? So what Rav Kook shares his beautiful thoughts as always, I'll share my own idea that I thought of a number of years ago, that I think for me really describes the scene we've had the past couple of weeks. And that's the insider-outsider perspective. Let's think about the scene of Noach. If you were an outsider in the world at large at the time of the flood of the Mabul, what would you see? You'd see rainwater destroying the world. You'd see civilization drowning as you knew it. It'd be such a scene of chaos and destruction. But think for a moment. Let's say you were with Noach or his family, and you were inside the Teva. You'd think to yourself, this isn't chaos. This is like God's plan. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us there's going to be a flood, wipe out the entire world, but God has a plan. The outsider, to the outsider, it's chaos. But to the insider, it's Seder. It's absolutely crystal clear what the matara, what the goal is. That was the scene of the Mabul at the time of Noach. The outside world, it was chaos. But inside the Teva, they knew exactly what was going on. Very clear. God had a goal, get rid of Rishus, evil in the world, and start afresh. The same could be said for the experience of Matan Torah. Now, I think for a moment. Imagine bringing somebody, when I was in YU, they brought in a group of priests to look at the scene of the what it looks like, the Beis Medrash. I remember somebody made the comment, you know, they're expecting to see, they said it's a study hall. Right, what's a study hall? Everyone is sitting with their books, and the books are piled up very neatly right in front of you, and it's quiet, people are studying with focus, and they walk in, and what do they see? Yelling, screaming, there's chaos. But that's because they're outsiders. But to a Ben Torah, to somebody who's steeped in Torah, you walk into a Beis Medrash, you hear Abayi, Rava, Hillel, Shammai, Rashi, Tosos, Mechaber, Ramah, that's not chaos, that's beautiful Seder. That's amazing. It's inspiring. It's uplifting. That's what Chazal possibly mean when they talk about the kesher between the Mabul and Matan Torah. It's the outsider-insider perspective. To the outsider, the Mabul was chaos. But to the insider, understood it very well. That's the scene that happens every day with Torah. For an outsider to understand what Machlokas is about, what a Beis Medrash is like, it's hard to wrap your head around. It's not a study hall. But to the insider, every machlokes. Every moment in that Beis Medrash is clear, it's beseder, and it's uplifting. And that's the kesher between the Mabul and Matan Torah. And we should end what a schus, what a merit, what a beautiful schus it is for us to be Baruch Hashem on the inside and not on the outside. Have a good night, everyone.